That's crazy.
Let me try to say scanner, bro.
Replace the ends with
we're
the
recording.
Alright, Mir, we on Pull from the Jar Podcast. We are back in this thing. I am him, he is I am tired. Just telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. It's a little late. It's alright though. 2-3, you know me as I'm with my brothers, my bros, my guys, the gang. I'm starting from my far left. My brother, no matter what, always on 10. Ryan, what's going on, man?
Cousin is too. Cousin is too.
You yeah, cousin always stand on 10 too. How you doing?
How you doing, Ryan?
I'm fantastic, man. How y'all doing?
Are we going to get a recap of Monday? We'll get to it. To my other left. No, I say he for last. To my right, my cousin, your cousin, everyone's favorite cousin, Ponytail Wayne.
P.T. Wayne.
Crazy. But,
how you doing?
What's going on, Evelyn? What's going on with you? I'm doing good, though. Ready to get the show started. You feel me?
Yeah,
let's go.
It's a little late. Alright, and last but certainly not least, the smartest man in the room. Always the man everyone loves.
AKA Darkness.
I'm so glad he did that. Don't expose him in a minute. What's up, Jordan?
How you doing,
expose?
Brother?
You don't expose me. That's crazy.
Expose him by what? Go ahead.
So, before you know. So I had to work a little bit later on this week. And I gave y'all the time, right, to be here, right?
Correct.
How many times did I do that?
You said it twice in group chat.
I said it twice.
You said it twice in group chat, as far as I'm concerned. Ryan did confirm earlier today.
He did.
Yeah,
he
did.
Yeah.
Had to make sure.
Yeah.
So why I pull up and somebody already here?
Yeah, I was here on time.
You was not on time. You was way too early. That's what you was.
Time out. Isn't being early is being on time?
How early are we talking about?
Is there ever
6:50 something?
Okay. Can I ask you something? If I tell you be somewhere at 7:30, what time? What's early to you?
7:30.
Slick.
To be honest.
You know what? The nigga in me would say 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
However, my politeness and timely manner would say that the early would be 4:30 to 5. If anything after 5, you're just being prepared.
If I tell you 7:30, and
if the football game starts at 12 and you go down there at 10 and you don't even plan on tailgating, but you just want to get there early and get in your seats, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's highly different.
Are you
gotta
early?
You got to deal with traffic. You got to find somewhere to park.
Are you prepared?
You got to walk.
I already went to the concession stand. I already got my beer. I got my popcorn. I got my pretzel. I'm sitting in my seat. Come through. Make sure nobody else took my seat.
Think about it. I had my wine. I was ready. You know, I was out of the parking lot. I called you.
He got your back. He got your back.
Come on. No, I called you, though.
You did.
Would you rather him be early?
What did I tell you? What did I tell you when I was out there? What did I tell you? I said, I can't answer the phone or text because I got to drive a dump truck. So I can't operate the phone and the truck.
Yeah, because he got a dash cam.
Yeah.
Even though I texted somebody today that
and I'm being
No, you didn't.
I ain't gonna say his name, but I did text him. And he texted me right back. I know he was still working too.
Oh, he was.
Chuck was still.
He still texted back though. I love you, boy. You know you're my dog. I love you, boy.
You can't say his name. He ain't here. It was either.
We can narrow it down. It's okay. Yeah.
I'll let y'all guess. You'd rather him be early or late, though?
On time.
That's not the freaking choice.
I gave you my answer. I don't care.
This is like a truth or a false. It's not a A, B, C, D. Early or late? Circle one. Circle one.
Can I write my answer?
No, circle.
It's multiple choice.
It's not multiple choice. It's two answers.
There's multiple.
Hey, bro.
Start show.
Hey, bro.
Is there not more?
Shout out to our YouTube, shout out to our YouTube viewership, our Apple, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon listenership. Yeah, I see what type of episode. Hey, can we get a recap of Monday?
Yeah, what's up? What happened Monday? Oh, it didn't happen. Times got changed.
So. Oh.
But this Monday.
This Monday.
This Monday.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Somebody said they was
They were back outside.
Yeah, they were back outside.
We're gonna have some footage. Don't worry.
Oh, I can't wait.
We'll have some footage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. How about our weeks? Good weeks?
It was good. Started off real good too. We reminisced a little bit in the group.
No, you reminisced.
I did. In the group. I definitely did.
And some of those bitches I didn't like.
Why not?
One of those pictures, you were looking at me crazy. I don't know why.
One of those pictures, somebody was gazing in your eyes, and you was gazing back.
That's my dog.
I know.
That's my
brother.
I'm not
saying there's something bad about it. I'm just saying, you know.
He looked great that day. What you want me to do?
Hey, no.
You know what?
I ain't gonna lie.
I am gonna reminisce on this, though. This, I was called old. And I didn't respect that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't mean to cut you off. Not seeing you with hair, man, that's crazy. Cause I just don't get used to that.
Should I add that in?
Yes. Please, right, yes. Right there.
Y'all gotta chill, hey, bro.
Right there.
Right there.
Yeah, right there.
Zoom into his face and then zoom into him with no.
Especially the picture with you and him. With
That's the watch for a different day.
Boy. I'm a different man, bro.
Come on. Same watch, different.
Same watch, different.
They can get money.
Must have got a pay raise or something. I don't know.
He back on the road, boy, too.
That's crazy. New watch, new whip. I think a rapper said that, didn't he?
Slick.
Damn, all right. Well, hey.
You living good, bro?
All right. What was that show on ABC? Modest Family. Hey, just want to be modest.
Hey, bro.
I got a question. If you
no, you go ahead. You pull. Wait, you got a question?
Yeah, I got a question for you. In sense of it being Pride Month, Happy Pride Month. I do have a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
If someone...
Well, tell me about it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Matter of fact, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If someone comes to you and says, Happy Pride Month, do you just say it back automatically? Or do you judge who's saying it and then decide if you say it back or not? This happened to me, by the way.
I ain't gonna lie. I would look at you, and I'd be like, okay. But yeah, I'm not gonna...
Hold on, come on. This might be something that you have to...
I'm not trying to go there.
You wouldn't say it back, though?
Yo.
He knows what he's doing.
He does.
No. I'm just asking.
Okay. I would say it back. I wouldn't feel uncomfortable. Especially, I feel like if somebody is saying it to you, maybe they celebrate it harder than I do. And that's right. Cool. So, I'll say it back.
Talking about, I don't always just think of Pride Month being just related to your sexuality preference. I also think it's, you know what I'm saying, what you're proud of. It's pride. So, Pride Month, we can celebrate Pride Month, right?
You can, but I don't think they would like you trying to spin it that way.
Why not?
Because some people are going to look at that and be like, oh, you're trying to...
Juneteenth is in Pride Month.
So celebrate Juneteenth. The point that I'm making is if you take Pride Month and try to say, well, I'm celebrating my pride, some people are going to look at that as offensive.
But I'm proud. What if I'm proud to be a black man?
Then just be proud to be a black man.
They're going to tell you you got a whole month already. Calm down.
Yeah, they are.
What if I'm proud to love sports?
Wear a jersey.
You could wear a jersey.
But I can't celebrate Pride Month the way they celebrate Pride Month?
I don't think it means the same thing for them than it means for you.
I don't. Are you going to go
But even though it doesn't mean the same thing, I can't.
You going to a parade?
No.
I'm not.
I didn't plan on it, but Hold on, come out. If you were invited to a parade, would you go?
Hell no. I'm sorry.
Why?
I'm sorry, but I didn't say it like that, but hell to the no.
Have you ever been?
No.
So how you know you don't want to go?
No, I'm not doing that. Hey, bro, we ain't doing that. We no, I'm not doing it, bro.
Avery, Ryan?
I would go, but my sister participates, so like I wouldn't feel uncomfortable being there.
That's different, though. That's different.
So what if a family member invited you?
I don't.
What if Wayne? What if she invited me and I invited you? Would you say no?
Yeah, Ryan didn't want to go by himself.
Maybe she's busy.
Yeah.
Bleep that out. But maybe she's busy.
This is an audio podcast, by the way.
You gotta say something.
You can just say yes or no.
You can tell me. No, it's not.
You can just tell me that you're busy that day. Go ahead, lie to him. No, you don't even know what day the parade is. But
you're trying to make me sound like someone.
No.
I'm not doing it.
Just a yes or no.
Yeah.
Avery, you're going to
have a problem with it.
Cool. All right. Well, again, happy Pride Month to those who celebrate it. And
Can you explain? Like,
I'm just giving a shout out. That's a shout out.
Is that a shout out?
Showing them love.
Is that a shout out?
Yeah. I think it is. Shout out to producer Mary in the Cut, girlfriends in the Cut.
Hold the four. Is that a shout out?
It's a shout out. How is it not a shout out?
I feel like that was a nice gesture.
Yeah, I have family members that, you know, on their side. So, you know, shout out to them. Sure.
Ryan, why don't you go ahead and kick us off, man? Why don't you go ahead and
I don't want to pull first, to be honest with you.
Okay, hey, pop us up. Pop that lid of that.
Now, you remember last week when you said the whole gravy thing?
That thumb.
That thumb.
Remember when you said the whole gravy thing?
What did I say?
About let's keep this gravy train rolling.
That's true.
You're going down that path. Stop.
Huh.
I didn't like that gravy,
man. I'm just going ahead
and read it. Why you don't... Black people don't like gravy?
I got a paper to read.
Yeah.
So,
What's the problem?
This is pretty interesting. It says, what are three simple rules that you live by?
Money, money, money.
Go on.
Right. Elaborate.
I don't think you have to.
Money, money, money.
Money.
Money, 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 money.
Okay.
Yep.
That's your answer, Jordan?
Yeah.
Hit that.
Three rules. Three rules in life.
For you.
In general.
For you. That you live by. I think it would kind of also be kind of like principles or morals in a sense.
Okay.
I got you.
Rule number one, never tell a lie that you don't need to tell.
That's a good one.
Rule number two.
I'm twice B.I.G.
Rule number two, never get high on your own supply. Rule number three.
Okay.
Would you like to... never mind.
No. Go ahead.
No, I don't think you should elaborate on that.
Go ahead.
And rule number three, never expect someone to treat you the way that you treat them.
Good answer.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Especially rule number two, right?
Respect.
Yeah, definitely.
You could actually spin that a lot of different ways.
Thank you. Because you can get high on a lot of different things. You can get high off your ego.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. That's where that big head in it term come from.
For sure. For sure. You can be high off life.
But we know what you mean.
You, right? You're doing too much living. Hold on, what you mean?
Man, bro,
you call me an addict.
I ain't calling you nothing.
Oh, Lord.
What's your name?
Uh-oh.
Jordan.
What's my name?
Jordan! You want to keep going?
No, do one more time.
I don't like that.
No, what you
don't like that.
Jordan!
Jordan! You don't like that. I know, bro.
We're going to tell that story one day.
One day.
Yeah, okay.
And he's going to... Never mind.
Oh, you want me to tell you his name? Since I can bleep it out.
No.
I knew. What was his name?
His name was...
Like German?
I have no idea.
Wild.
They're not going to hear it, so...
That's not a good story.
To you, but okay.
Because I feel bad.
Why?
Because I didn't remember him. Do you know how many times that happened to me?
At least once.
Ryan, you, go ahead, Ryan. What you said? You had one.
I mean, what we supposed to say? What we supposed to say?
How many times has it happened?
Let it go.
Let it go. Ryan, you got three rules.
Three rules on the spot.
That you just live by.
Do what it does.
First rule I live by right now, it's something I've adopted as I gotten older.
Keep them. Oh, never mind.
Don't. Just.
Do I entertain?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Your best ability is accountability.
A bar.
Is a bar. I used to. So, Jordan might have heard this before. When we used to play football, they used to tell me that your best ability is availability, which is.
I've heard that.
Somewhat true. But you can be there and still mess stuff up. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I want to say a name, but I ain't want you to.
I mean, you can't say it, you know.
Yeah, because what the fuck is doing out there?
He don't know.
Oh, boy.
He don't know.
He was available.
He was available. Too available.
But it's just, you know, if you... Everything that you do, I feel like I try to do stuff now where it's almost like I've got my name put on it if I do it. Mm-hmm. So, like, the things that I do reflect immediately back on me, so I try to do, for the most part, the right thing when I'm doing it.
Like Christian said, my name is my name.
Yeah.
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 You feel me?
Like that.
Yeah.
All right. Rule number two.
I ain't got two more off the top of my head. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
You still thinking?
Yeah, I still think. But I'll give you the one.
That's a great one, though.
Thanks. I live by that one, so, like, it's easy to remember.
Nigga, all this shit in my head. No, nigga, force him to come up with two more.
Why are you, like, forcing him? Like, man, bro, like...
Wayne really only came up with one, but she said it, and he didn't even elaborate on it.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's enough for three, though.
Rebuttal?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
How?
No, it's not.
How?
It's enough for one.
What do you mean?
But you said it three times.
Money, money, money.
You know what just pissed me off even more?
What's that?
This nigga said it again to me like I didn't hear him say it the first time.
Yeah, slower.
Slower. Yeah. Like I'm stupid or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elaborate. Big money.
Get your other two in.
Huh?
Get your other two in.
Mm.
Get your other two in. You only said money.
There's something about that seat. That's what it is.
So it's not the person.
It's not the person. It's the seat.
The seat.
Maybe it is.
I don't know. Was I like that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I'm not argumentative at all. Avery, your three rules.
Yeah, why you keep thinking of yours? Let it go, bro. Just let it go. Let it go. Just think. My three. Loyalty. Honesty.
Loyal. Hold on, hold on. Slow down. Slow
I'm going to elaborate.
Why?
And
you,
respect.
You shouldn't have to. Really? You should just say loyalty three times and let's keep it pushing.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like it either. I don't like it. I'm like, not a fan of it either.
Like,
yeah,
I don't like wrong with that?
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I ain't liking the answer. I'm letting my opinion be heard.
Don't look at me.
Golly, what the? He just don't like you.
That's pretty much what it is.
He don't like you. It don't matter where you
sit. Like, you said, so he looked at me.
Don't look at me.
He said, shut your mouth, boy.
Boy.
Okay, so, loyal to who? Loyal to who?
That was closest to me. Loyal, in the sense of...
Am I supposed to? Like, never mind.
You messy. Loyal as...
So I'm not...
You are. You...
Oh,
see? Well, you good. See, loyalty, as far as those close to me, I'm not going to go out of my way to do something behind y'all back, to backstab y'all. Family, friends, anybody. See, he just want to say something. But anyway, so that's that.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you said Wayne.
Okay, I'll say it. In the group chat earlier, I asked you a question. You answered the question.
Okay, I got a rebuttal. So I asked somebody a question. They said, how do I answer this without answering? What that mean?
He didn't want to answer it.
He didn't say...
No, I said, it was me. I gave a prerequisite. I said, I'm going to answer without giving the answer that you're looking for. I did. I said it before I said it. And then I gave you the answer.
So and buffed it with a good enough answer to satisfy the question.
Correct. Now, if I didn't give you that prerequisite and I just said the answer that I gave, what would you have done?
I don't know, because I haven't got that yet.
But instead of you not getting there yet, you said you'd rather go in tail.
I'm trying to answer the question.
I was just trying to see who you was loyal to. I got another question, though.
I might have another answer.
You said loyalty and respect. Now, these things...
You said backstabbing, too.
Okay, we'll get to that. Yeah. You said loyalty and respect.
Mm-hmm.
Are these two rules that you give... but expect in return to those that are closest to you.
You know?
Because you give that to the closest people to you. Are you expecting that back from the closest people to you?
Honestly.
A lot of times you won't get that back.
I know. And honestly, I thought about that. I really don't expect it. I give it because it's for me first and then it's for you. But if you don't give it back to me, I really can't hold it just because you never owe me anything. Go ahead.
Just don't fuck with them no more.
No, it's not that. Like, if I tell
Why
you...
Why not?
Because I'm finished explaining you. If I decide to give you loyalty... Say if you ask me to come pick you up from work or something like that, right? And I'm like, all right, I got you.
I get gas money.
But I'm not expecting that, nor am I expecting you.
I don't care. That's just me.
But, can I explain? This you asked me. That's what I'm saying. I'm not expecting you to give me anything out of it. Like, you like appreciate it, bro. Cool. I'm not gonna be like, hey Wayne, remember when I picked you up from work?
Hmm.
I'm not gonna do that. That's kind of what I mean.
Let me ask the room a question then. Mm-hmm. What's more important, loyalty or respect?
They both the same to me.
What you mean?
Both the same.
They weigh the same.
For me.
There's no difference.
They can go.
It's two different things, but I don't pick one over the other.
You wouldn't rather have one or... Like, your significant other, you wouldn't rather her respect you more than be loyal to you. Or be more to be loyal to you more than respect you.
I what is respect? Yeah, respect is a really big thing.
Okay.
So, my respect, though. So, if I respect somebody, how can I word this? Hold on. It's gonna click. Give me time. So if I respect somebody, so it's kind of like loyalty, but like if I respect you, like as you know, as a man, I expect to have the same respect, you know, back right. from you.
Mm-hmm. You don't expect the same loyalty though.
Nah.
I think I'm with you. No. I would rather get the respect. Because the respect, I know how you're going to, I know how you're going to treat me in the aspect. I know that certain things are not going to get crossed or certain lines are not going to get blurred because of the respect versus loyalty. You can be loyal to a person, but the disrespect can be there, so the lines can get blurred. But I'm still loyal to you. I'm still, you're still my dog, but I can still violate you in certain ways. If you know what I'm saying.
I get what you
mean. So, I think I'll probably value respect a little more than loyalty in that aspect, in that realm. But you, they the same?
No, I never say they're the same. Like, I value them both, so I said. Anyway, my third one was honesty. And that's, I mean, that's self-explanatory, so.
You got two more you want me to pull, like?
I got one more.
Okay.
Cool. My he working.
Yeah. Never mind. Anyway.
Hey. Go ahead. I'm right down here. Okay.
Let's
go.
I keep it real. My fault. Be yourself. That's something I like to live by. Because I think the thing that sucks, I think in the world that you see is that everybody's judgmental on what everybody else does.
Happy Pride Month.
Yeah. Just do stuff that you enjoy, bro.
I can't do it anymore.
Kind of like self-love.
Well, I think you shouldn't be, I guess it kind of ties into private, but I feel like most people shouldn't be ashamed of things that they like or things that they like to enjoy. Like, who cares if somebody else doesn't like it?
I mean,
some things you shouldn't, like, Diddy, you're a freaky ass boy.
Certain things. If you enjoy something and it doesn't harm somebody else.
Okay. Alright. Alright.
It can be illegal if it didn't harm.
Yeah.
If it didn't harm nobody, we didn't harm it.
Okay, just don't do it around them.
Yeah, just don't do it around me. Like, if you smoke crack, you can do it, but just don't do it around
you
me.
You smoke weed, you know, because it's
you smoke crack, so don't you?
You smoke crack, don't you? Well, don't you?
Say the school zone. Oh, yeah.
It messes up your brain cells, huh? You messes up your brain cells.
But yeah, that's what I got. I ain't got a third one. Sorry.
You just do you, huh?
I try to.
I respect it.
You just do you. I'ma do me.
I'm not messing with you today, bro.
You are, though.
Shout out to Rocco.
Yeah, I know.
We ain't going this day. Hey, Rocco has some hits. Rocco has
some
hits.
We're not finna do that.
We're not.
Quick question before we move on. Have y'all ever Have y'all ever been challenged? He disrespected. Have y'all ever been challenged on the three things y'all live by?
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
For sure. It's hard not to when you pour into someone and you give them that type of love and respect and honor, mm-hmm. and you don't receive it, it's kind of hard not to expect it mm-hmm. sometimes. Especially when you start putting people on a pedestal that you probably shouldn't put them on. But yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely challenging when, you know.
You give your all to somebody.
Yeah, don't make me start crying. Don't make me start crying.
Man, share some tears, man. You know, be vulnerable.
I did.
You did. And I love you for that.
I did.
And I love you for that, boy. Because ain't nobody like my cousin.
Ponytail Wayne.
My cousin.
BTW.
Anywho, all right.
You want to pull the next one?
Sure. Oh, I'm getting old, people.
Yeah, you tired.
It's late.
Man, I'm trying to tell you what.
Tired.
We tired, boss.
I'm tired, this grandpa.
That's you doing that, buddy. You can't take it.
We need to do a top five meme.
You gonna thank me one day. That got me every time, bro. I was like, this
is nasty too. Like,
man.
I'm tired of this, man. Alright.
He's the best. He's the best.
Alright, It's so good. Yeah, that's really good. It's really good.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Read your tongue. Yeah. Read your
tongue. Really good. Do that,
I don't know.
Said, yeah, they're really good. Yeah, they're really good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get
All right.
Let yourself off the train.
Oh, all right, we got folks. We got folks.
Shout out to RP Aaliyah. Hold on a bit. Never mind. The question is, do we have control over technology, or does it have control over us?
Ooh, Lord.
It's a loop.
It's addiction. It's addiction.
Oh, it's definitely an addiction.
She got that right.
That's a dev name.
I was going to say this.
Cream. Yes,
it has a control cream. Of us because apparently people text and drive a lot. So, boom.
Apparently.
That's yes. One aspect. I like it. I like it.
Because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it.
Okay, you went on the drivers last week. Don't do it again. Don't do it again. Don't do it again. We know.
Oh, so
we know.
People,
yeah, they seen it. They seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it. They seen it.
Can we elaborate on that a little bit,
though? For sure.
So, that's a cycle because you got to think, how many times, if somebody doesn't text back while they're driving, the person that's expecting to text, they could be like, why aren't you texting back? How come you, let me know. I need to know now. And it's like, what do you do in that situation?
See, the thing is, when somebody tell you, ask you that, why mm-hmm. you didn't text me back?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of bothers me sometimes.
It bothers me too.
So I'd be like, do you know where we at? Like, bitch, I'm driving. Because I'm not going to test the phone.
Do y'all think that today's cars have kind of assisted in that? You know what I'm saying? With Apple CarPlay, Android CarPlay, when the text messages pop up on the screen, so now you can read what people are saying. Is that even more enticing to respond or to get on your phone and text
it's pretty much the same.
Call back or be distracted, if you will.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
In this aspect of the technology.
Yeah,
it's the same.
When should you even ever be trying to text on your vehicle? I mean, obviously, it's like when you park. Yeah, but you ain't finna pull over if you going somewhere. You like, can hit let me button. Make this.
Hey, Siri, text. No.
I mean, I see people with like the little thing and they phone be hanging up and they be FaceTiming while they be driving.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
I was like, bro.
Nah, that's crazy, like, man. For real? They'll put their phone in the.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy, but they're like.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Being live.
How you FaceTime and
driving?
How you look at
how
me?
How you look at me, but
in the road? That's man. Crazy.
I tell you this.
That is crazy.
I was cocked like a pistol. I just got to say it. Throw it out there. I cocked like a pistol, but you suck down. That's your car. Hey, that's so talented. Damn, boy. I just saying.
That's crazy.
Hey, bro, what is wrong with him?
No time.
He wastes no time.
What's wrong with you?
Talking about quick on his feet. Like, bro,
boy, that's a talent.
He said, I've cocked like a boy. Hey, boy.
That's a talent.
Hey, boy.
Hey,
boy.
I would be amazed and creep the fuck out at the same time.
Hey, boy, you is... All right.
That would be kind of crazy, though, right? If you like, watching somebody on live and the other eye just...
Like, my thing is, like,
they looking dead at you.
Yeah. I'm like, you looking at me? Like, who are you looking at? That's no.
Okay.
Swerving through traffic.
Anywho, is there any other aspects that technology might have a control over us, and we don't have control over it?
Oh, AI is gonna be smarter than us pretty soon.
Yeah, ChatGPT says everything that I want to say times 10.
It's so stupid. It's funny because, like, I remember watching like iRobot as a kid. I said,
never.
Ain't no way. Never.
I never let a robot in my house.
Never.
Hey, Alexa.
Alexa.
Like,
what's that?
What we were saying?
Detroit Become Human. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
They got whole AIs living with them. Like, it's a
living
person.
Living with them, bro. Like, man. We ain't gonna make it too much longer. Hey, next thing you know, the cyborgs will be walking with you up the street, bro. They probably are right now, but
we just don't know until they short circuit or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna be creeped out.
Short circuit is funny though.
That's very funny.
I mean, they put the aliens at the LA Chargers game in the crowd.
Oh my goodness.
They did. And they got artificial robots watching the game over there laughing, cheering.
Mookie was the first one to see them.
I'm so ready for this Mookie conspiracy. Mate. This conspiracy pod, I got so much to say.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
I got so much to say.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot. Is there any other?
Yeah. So
AI, we got AI.
Well,
we got niggas can't put their phones down.
I mean, the phone is pretty much the main thing.
Like a pistol. Got that too.
We definitely got that.
I don't know if they got to do it.
Nah, yes, it do. Yes, it do. Because obviously, you on that phone and you looking over here. Somebody.
Murder.
That's not funny. You laughed.
Why'd you
laugh?
I didn't.
It ain't funny, but you did. I'm just saying.
He laughed so hard, he thought we laughed.
Y'all laugh.
You on that island by yourself, player.
That's not funny.
Nah, it's not. I wasn't trying to be funny, but.
Yeah, my bad. You funny. Yeah. It ain't funny.
You let it out.
Technology is, I think a lot of it is unnecessary in a lot of places. It's kind of like what you were saying, Apple CarPlay. Like, it's cool if, like, you're using your GPS or something, or, like, I guess your music. But texting and all that stuff.
Baby. I'll be seeing them actually touching it while they driving.
I know.
Their
eyes are right here.
It irks me a lot. When they driving, they doing this.
Which is why a lot of cars now have that feature, that collision feature. Like, it'll start
beeping.
Because they know that's going to happen,
or
which is like...
lane assist, or, you know. Yeah. So should
but does
all
it actually
cars,
work, though?
So should all cars be like Tesla? And, you know what I'm saying? Have the drive
what's,
assist?
What's going to happen is that technology is going to get to a point where... humans themselves are just not going to do stuff on their own.
Too dependent on it.
Yeah, that's going to be the problem. And once that happens, I mean, we're almost there anyway. Most people can't get off their phones. Y'all see, what was that show on, was that movie on Netflix called where everybody's, all their electronics stopped working and stuff like that? You remember that? Yeah.
Tell them the one that came out last year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
I'm finna look it up. Keep talking. I'll tell you.
But anyway,
I feel like stuff like that.
Leave the world behind.
Shout out producer Mary.
Yeah, leave the world behind.
I saw that, and all it made me think. It makes me think like, damn, like if that did happen, what would happen in the world? But
that's true.
To be honest with you, I know what would happen. It's gonna be one of two sides. Either people are gonna lock themselves in their house, or they're gonna go outside, try to kill everybody, take everybody.
It's death.
It is what it is.
It's death. Either way it goes, because people don't know how to survive without it.
I kind of like the purge, man.
It's a little different.
It's a little different, but people get just saying without their phone, they go crazy.
Well, people don't really have like survival instincts anymore. So,
oh, yeah.
Because like, everybody's dependent on like again. Stuff to do it for them, so like
that is scary.
It's the
like that's scary,
but the thing is, like, I feel like it's only here, I feel like it's only in America that it's like that.
You're right, because if you unplug the Wi-Fi from a lot of people, it's wild.
Okay, my mind went completely. It went back to conspiracy pod.
No, I'm not getting there yet. No, really. No.
You said it's only here, and then you said America. I thought you meant just here on Earth, and I was like, yeah,
we're not gonna talk about that. Yeah, we're not gonna talk about that. Yeah. I'm with you, if I showed you my
TikTok algorithm right now, boy,
man.
It is sick. I ain't gonna lie. It's just flooded. I ain't gonna lie. Anywho, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I heard a lot of things happen on Antarctica, bro. But we'll save that for another. We'll save that. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we'll save that. Yeah.
So who has more control? Technology or us?
Technology.
Dang.
No, I shouldn't say that. I think we have more control currently, but in 5 years, mm-mm. It's a wrap.
I think I agree, Ryan. As the gears grow, the more the generations learn to not live without. Like, I feel like we still know. We came up in an era where we seen social media give birth. Our parents didn't know nothing about no you know what I'm saying, the generation in between that, they didn't know anything about computers and social media and stuff. Now everything after, like after us, yeah, nah, it's raps. Because they don't know nothing else. They've been sitting at a computer or in front of a tablet or a phone since they were two or three. Literally. So, I mean, if you've only had a device in your hand since you was two or three, what else would you know?
I had one. But this one I was actually in at Mountain View at the time.
You had a what?
You had a what?
I had a beep.
How old are you?
It's
a double.
Right. Yeah, you got to
sell my cookies.
Who is that? Miss Rosalind, can I use your phone real quick? I got to make a call real quick.
You had a beeper?
I had a beeper. Like, no bullshit. I had a beeper. First grade.
Guess how old he is.
I was going to say, sometimes you be sounding old, bro.
No, I ain't going to lie, though. Never mind.
I just got old. I got old soul. Nah, I can't help it, bro.
Thank God I wasn't born like in the '70s or like was of age in the '80s. Cause
I thought about that too, boy. Yeah. Try to go somewhere.
I got old soul.
You don't know where you're going.
I used to think all the time.
Like, oh, hey, that went where I was going with that, but yeah, I feel you.
There's just one point.
Yeah, yeah. Now that's I feel you.
Yeah.
Yup. Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah. Y'all ever think about this is probably going to like conspiracy pop, but I'm gonna ask real quick. Y'all ever think about like, man, why were we born when we were born instead of like 100 years earlier or 100 years later?
Because we were.
Or 500 years earlier.
How do you know the year's accurate?
I don't think it's accurate.
Okay. We'll talk.
We're gonna get there one
day. Yeah, we'll talk. Okay, I like that. So technology ain't got us yet, but it's gonna get us.
It's coming.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're gonna get us, especially once they take this cash away, which is coming.
Definitely,
it's coming.
And
once he pulls up in your Cybertruck.
Facts on me. Hey, Elon, I want one.
Cause he ain't gonna say no.
Elon, I want one. It's bulletproof.
You know, we always seen the gold one. But I seen the orange one. That's ew. Crazy. That threw me off.
Ew.
I ain't gonna lie. If I get one, I'm gonna make it a wild color too.
Cause it's
blue. I probably would too.
I'll make it a wild
color. I mean,
color.
Why not? I mean,
it's already ugly.
Yeah.
It's already it's hideous, bro.
It really is, though.
It's so ugly, bro.
But
I wouldn't say ugly, Elon. I would say it's awkward.
Me, ugly.
It's awkward.
It looks like
I would make it even more awkward.
It looks like a third grader's first science project. That's what it looks like.
I said terrible design.
It's awful, bro.
Yeah.
Which I know.
I can draw one better.
Hey, bro, which I know.
Definitely.
Hey, bro, what are you doing?
R.I.P. and George Orwell.
What are you doing?
No,
hey, bro, what are you doing?
Ruining his
what are you doing?
Oh.
What?
Elon will listen to
Elon
this.
Elon might see this one day.
Elon will listen to this and say,
hey, Ari, you don't think you see this?
Them two in the chairs?
He already seen it.
But them two in the couch, they got a chance.
Elon, I love for an invite to SpaceX and, you know what I'm saying, all future
endeavors.
Avery been working for your new found company for a long time now, he's a faithful, loyal employee.
You gonna pull.
And, you know, we'll love to meet and greet and talk business.
I'll pull, but...
Ryan said he gonna pull.
You got any thoughts?
No thoughts. None at all.
We gonna keep on going. Right, okay.
He's such a kid at heart, bro.
Would you see that?
I see it.
I'm gonna zoom in on that boy because he was happy.
Do you see that? It's okay. You.
I feel you. It's the little things.
It's the little things in life. You know what I'm saying? This one is. Is it harder? I feel like we can finish this kind of quick. I'm gonna be honest with you. But is it harder to make friends as a male or a female?
Female. I ain't.
Yeah, I think
about it,
right?
It's so. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Cause niggas don't be caring.
We don't.
We don't care.
They need to know too much about like their friends.
But I'm gonna be honest with you. The one thing, and this, let me just preface by saying this: it's not all women. It's not most women. It's just those.
No, speak for general.
General. This to the ones this applies to. How many times have y'all seen women fall out and then they post stuff about each other that was told in confidence? The number one thing is some dirty draws. Why? You've been best friends with this woman for
3 months.
No, sometimes longer than that.
Sometimes longer than that.
About 2 years.
But it's like y'all had this relationship, and all of a sudden, look at her. She's so dirty. This, like, bro, wish I ever really friends. Guys, I ain't saying it's hard to fall out, but it's not something that's gonna like. Dudes can fist fight and be like, all right, bro,
yeah,
cool,
yeah, respect.
Yeah,
I say the other side. There are niggas in the park. I don't even know their name.
And you live with them all the time.
Hey, we get that all the time.
But when Green Shirt pull up, my nigga, what's good with you? Hell yeah.
Well, I ain't seen you in a minute.
They know our name, but we don't know their.
Yeah, I have no clue.
For real.
I'd be like, hey, bro.
Hey, you know who?
Ryan.
What's up, bro? Hell yeah, bro. Yeah.
Oh, no, bro. That's how you got, bro. What's good?
What's good?
I see you got new whip. Okay.
Doing good.
We're good? Hell yeah. Come on.
Don't you know where you work at?
Ain't got no clue. Ain't gonna ask either.
Family good, kids good. Don't know if you got kids or not. Don't know.
And he's like, yeah, okay, everything good. We good. Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Not for real. I think it's just way easier for it because we can talk about anything. It's just like, all right, real quick.
Cool.
We click like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then,
you know, females, I feel like they go into details, you know. And
it's a lot more.
You know, don't you dare show up to their birthday party looking better than them.
Oh.
But that's disrespectful.
They hate that.
That's disrespectful.
They hate that.
Jordan, would you really care?
Yes.
Would you really care?
If when we went out for my and you was trying to come out there in a 3-piece suit, I'm looking at you a little different. Like, what you doing, gay?
No, you would just be like, why are you overdressed? You really wouldn't care. Like,
oh no, I wouldn't care.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you'd be like, why are you in a suit, bro?
It's like, you know me, bro. What you dressed like?
Yeah.
That, bro? What you doing?
Hey, bro. We finna go hoop.
we finna go to arcade. Yeah, bro. We chilling.
What you doing?
Calm down, bro. I don't think women can do that though. With all due respect, but
that's like me saying it's a total of 5 of them, and you got 1 bad one, and the rest of them ugly as hell. They get jealous of the bad one. Uh-huh. I'm just saying, you know, they feel some type of way because like they be like, damn, bitch, why I don't look like that? like you know, hey, it's a little simple shit. I'm just saying.
Did he lie?
I did not lie. That's a fact.
Yes, friends do be jealous of friends. Female friends be jealous
all
of female
time.
Friends. But like,
what? It's still going to this day.
That's funny.
Now, they did say the ugly friend is always the one driving, too.
Who?
Yeah, they is always the DD.
Hey, look. And they always say the baddest one, I always get the ugly ones in the clubs. Get the line, you know, get them in there. Yeah. I actually seen that before, so it's real. Yeah. It's crazy. I'm just saying, it's the truth. I just look.
Have you wounded?
Audience, have I'm cousin. I'm gonna speak true facts. That's what I'm here for. I'm just gonna let you know. If you don't like it, hey. Much respect. Look.
Hey, say what you had to say, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it's true.
Yeah. Women.
Yeah, women.
Women.
Yeah.
Women, yeah.
Too many rules and regulations.
Oh, God.
Too much information here, bro. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, well.
I mean, they need to know too much, and that's okay. But that's why it's harder to make friends.
And then it's like, what you do, how do you process that information? Like, do you not care to hit? No.
Couldn't be a list.
I play Madden with the nigga. That's it.
Yeah, bro.
That's the Madden for you.
No, I don't. Don't know his first name.
We play the game with people I have never met. And I've known them for 7-8 years.
Correct.
And the day that I see
him,
it was crazy.
What's up with you?
That's not for real.
I remember the first time he FaceTimed me, bro. He was sitting in his room. First of all, it was dark as hell in his room, but he had some lighting behind him. I said, hey, bro, why are you in the dark? He's like, don't worry about it, bro. I said, never mind, bro.
Or when came down for,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that,
You know what I'm saying?
That threw me completely off. Cause
I went out there and I met his family, bro. Yeah, and it was cool, bro. It was cool.
Wait, the one with the dread? Yeah. He
even maybe came down here. We was all in the house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Came down. We all met up at the house. Then, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got the box with somebody out there too. That's crazy. I got the video. But anyway, yeah, man. You know.
Buffalo.
Goddamn Buffalo.
Goddamn.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie though. It was pretty quick.
For the size? Yeah.
It was pretty quick for the size. So I was like, yeah.
Well, okay. That was quick.
Yeah. I said it would be.
Even though we love the show Girlfriend. But it's hard to have girlfriends if.
Correct.
Say less. Pick a card, any kind of card.
Can I ask a question before we go to the next topic?
No, go ahead. Wayne, go ahead and pull.
I'll ask you two because I can't really ask him. How many female friends does your girl have? Oh. Just out of curiosity.
How many female friends? Mm-hmm.
What's the definition of friends?
Are you saying like a homie or
the friends that she talked to all the time?
If you ask her how many female friends does she have, what do you think she would say? Just out of curiosity.
Maybe. Two.
They always say two.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, no, they got two good friends.
I was just going
to
say two.
And then they got some other friends that, you know, they can talk to. So, in totality, like four or five, but real two good friends. Okay. For sure.
That's their favorite number.
Yeah. They got two good girlfriends.
It's crazy.
Always. Two good girls. I really don't even have a lot of friends like that.
I really don't got friends like that. Really just like,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She got like.
Because I don't get along with like all the type. Because girls just be so petty.
They just be so messy. You know? Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get the sense that we're not lying here, guys.
No, we just dealt with. We understand. Is, when bro. You deal with women, you understand.
Yeah.
You understand.
Yeah.
Period, poop.
Purr. Like, what?
It is probably.
Hey.
She called me big.
that side is on.
Boy, that shit was trending so much. Today's topic is Jordan's story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a story for y'all.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. I got a story for y'all. I just want to get y'all opinion real quick. I heard this on another podcast, and I just want to get y'all take on is this guy wrong or not in his actions. So here's the story. A guy and a girl, they're in college. I think their last year of college, they're both seniors. Been dating for a year. Healthy relationship, going well.
Okay, I feel like it was going a little bit.
The guy asked to meet her parents because he ain't met her parents, they ain't met their background.
As you should.
Now, she's already preferencing him and saying that she had a rough upbringing. It's not the most glamorous or the most wealthiest type of backgrounds. Okay. So he goes to meet them 2 weeks later, and he gets there, and he is in for a surprise.
A good surprise or like a...
It's kind of a bad surprise.
All right.
Hmm.
So,
like a trap.
Well... Her family are her father is a farmer, so
we got Billy Joe and overall.
I wouldn't say that. So how he described it, and this is his words, he told her he was disappointed there wasn't even a chair for a visitor to sit in, like not even a decent chair. The roof looked like it's been a cave in. They were drinking tap water. And it looked very ran downish. Now, he didn't say this immediately afterwards. Mm. They left after meeting his parents. A day goes by. It's very subtle, quick to the point, communication. A couple of days go by, it's very short conversations. It's not the long phone conversation that usually happens. Then by day five, he comes out and says, hey, I don't think this is going to work out because I don't want to be with someone who comes from a poor family, because I don't want that family to be a financial burden on me, and their family relies on me to help them out financially. Mm. Now, in that scenario, him saying that to her and how he handled it, is he wrong in that situation, or did he handle it the right way, in y'all opinion?
I don't think it was wrong. Because, okay, so if he said it like that, he basically saying that, you know, long down the road, you know, say for instance, they get married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up becoming like a, you know, a millionaire.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And they, like her parents, like, you know, end up like finding out about it from her.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She gave him, you know, all the details, you know, you know, how he came about mm-hmm. becoming a millionaire. And mm-hmm. so I think when he said that, he really don't want to be that person to, you know, be like a handout man, if that makes sense.
Right.
So that's how I kind of look at it. But that's why I kind of agree with that. That he wasn't in the wrong for that. That's my opinion.
Avery, thoughts?
So you said, was he wrong and did he handle it correctly?
Right.
He's not wrong, because that's just how he looks at it, but he's not wrong for him. He didn't handle that correctly, though, because the shoe can always be on the other foot, and it takes all of the blink of an eye for the money that he has to be completely gone. And now you expecting, I ain't say expecting, you would like for somebody to pick you up. And it's kind of, I ain't say it's kind of, it is shallow to look at somebody you've been with that long and then you see where they come from. It's like, oh, well, you come from that. I can't do that, because you didn't know that prior, but you still are with this person. And you, oh, yeah, you know, I love you, this and third. It's like, now I see where you come from. It's like, oh, I can't do it. But nothing about the person she was dating changed. You just found out
Her background.
Yeah. So now that just makes him look shallow, because also, like I said, you could have all the money in the world, and the next day it could be completely gone due to whatever.
One big mistake.
And now you like, hey, can you help me? Can you help me? Nah, you poor. Can't do it. So he not wrong, because that's just him. Cool. But he's shallow. And I don't think he didn't handle that correctly. That's just my opinion.
I'm going to give you pushback, but I'm going to let Brian answer first.
You're just picking on me.
I mean, at least it's not Wayne.
Wayne picks on me, too. I'm getting bullied.
Yeah, but y'all didn't sign a truce this time. So, like, y'all been cool this time.
He look, you right.
See,
you,
hey, no. He being so sorry. Let him have it. Go ahead, Brian.
But we're going to think he's getting jumped. Shut up.
I think he is in the wrong, and I don't think he handled the situation properly. Mm. I think it's hard. I think it's very difficult to look at somebody's background and determine what they have value in. So maybe, because, for example, just because somebody's house is run down, or maybe their shoes are dirty or anything like that, that may not be that important to them. You know, like, their family values may be more important than the monetary things that they can purchase. So maybe if you run into somebody who has a lot of money, it's not going to have a much value. They may be happy for you, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe if they have a situation where they need some help, they may ask for it. But, like, it may not be the ultimate thing that they care about. Because I think most people in a scenario are going to, if they want something more, they're going to try to go get it. If they don't want to go get it, it maybe isn't that important to them. For them, right. They got a roof over their head. Maybe he likes being a farmer. Maybe they're cool with having a simpler life, and that's fine.
That's a lifestyle. That's, yeah, I mean, that's, some that's where they grew up. Right. Established, like, they probably went through, you know, their family, and right. it just carried on their legacy, and, you know.
Exactly. And yeah. It's all, like, perception. Like, if that's, mm-hmm. if, I'm assuming his background probably was completely different than hers was. He may have come from a more affluent background, so when he sees,
assuming that's how it sounds,
that's what how yeah, it sounds, yeah, right? So like he sees the farm in a rundown house, he's like, "Oh, this so, sucks." I don't know.
So did he? Did he like grow up like, you know, with a silver spoon in his mouth?
It doesn't say what his background is, but just assuming if you're in my thoughts, if you come from poor, you're not shaming poor.
No, right. Not even close.
Exactly.
Because you know what poor is. Mm-hmm. You know what poor look like.
Yep.
It's more relatable because you done been there before. So you understand how this could come or how you could come from it.
Yep.
I feel like it would be safe to assume that he didn't come from that.
I also don't like, and maybe it's just my personal values or personal morals, but I feel like if you're with somebody and you really care about them and you see that their family's not doing that great, I feel like you would want, if you care about that person, to help the family get to a point where they can sustain a better life to live, right? If you have that information, no?
Well, question. I'm going along with
that
you.
That takes a lot of work.
But wait. Why does he assume that that's going to be his burden anyway?
Right. He's giving himself, he's always making like, oh, I make money, so I have to give them money because they don't have it.
I mean, my thing is, as a man, though, you shouldn't think that way. Like, that shouldn't come first, you know. That shouldn't click in your head, like, you know, seeing how they live and shit. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But, I'm just saying, like, if you, so, that's like me saying, okay, I walked into your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see like a shit stain or something, mm-hmm. you know, on the floor. And I was like, okay, I don't want to deal with this person because their life feel like their life is shit.
You go in the bathroom and you see some roaches on the soap bar or something. You know?
Now that's
if you see that,
that's something.
You gonna be like, you know, you gonna hit something. You know, you're out of there. You feel me?
Very careful. They might fight back.
You see Joe's apartment? I'm just saying, hey, yeah, they crazy. I'm saying, even though they're saying.
Okay, so let me get a little pushback. Mm-hmm. Is he not allowed to have certain standards?
That's why I said he's not wrong, because that's how he feels for him.
He's totally entitled to his own opinion, his own standard, but I feel like I don't like, maybe I just don't like the idea of projection, right? So he came from somewhere, and they don't come from there, so that means that they're less than him. That's how I look at it.
It's like if you in a vehicle that's paid off, ain't nothing wrong with it, and I go, hey, Jordan, I'm trying to put you in a 2025, and you're like, no, wrong with this.
No, you're not.
And I'm like, well, bro, like this, come on, bro, you can do
ain't,
better.
Ain't nothing wrong with that being.
That's
well, it's something wrong with it, but yeah, it'd be all right.
Well, my thing
exactly.
Is,
it'll be all right.
If well, it can get me,
the oil tank is be hitting.
Well, hey, that. It's gonna be how much?
Look, you know what's been hey, me out? Hold on, sidebar. Just quick sidebar. Quick sidebar. You know what's been really pissing me off? I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't want to say this, but I'm gonna have to say it.
No, say it.
I've been with my girl lately, and you know we just be riding around. She'd be saying, "Oh my gosh, the gas price is going down," and I just be thinking in my head, "Going down for who?"
Hey,
this don't take
my price don't change. If anything, it got worse.
Mine gets worse.
Bro, why is premium more than diesel?
In
what world is premium more than diesel?
You know what irks me about that shit too?
No, you know premium went up like $3, bro.
The 91 or whatever, mm-hmm. all those go down.
Oh yeah,
premium don't move. I go there.
$4.
$5.
Easily
five.
Easily. Just easily.
Arizona?
And then every
$8.
Time, oh, the price hasn't changed again. I'm sorry.
You good?
Hey, bro.
Hey, get off your chest.
Hey, don't listen to rappers. These rappers make it seem glamorous and luxury to ride in foreign vehicles and luxury whips. It's not worth it. It's not
I ain't gonna lie. Most of y'all, man, y'all leasing that shit. Y'all ain't buying that shit.
Ain't
buying
my
y'all leasing. Y'all leasing that shit. Y'all ain't really buying
it. Can't even take it nowhere. by that third year, that, when it's close to that third season, nah, I got to make the car seat. You know what I'm saying?
You don't scoot that motherfucker for like 2 yards.
That 10,000 mile
threshold, you know what I'm saying?
No, but you pick me up, bro. I'm with you, bro.
Yeah. Anywho, I think how he handled it was wrong. I don't even know. How can you tell someone, hey, I'm breaking up with you because I don't like the way your family's living?
That's where you was going. He's not wrong because that's what he wants, but how he handled it was very poorly. Because you can't look at somebody.
How would you handle it better in that aspect? You don't like the way that they live, and you know that you have a standard for how you want to live and how you foresee your future. So how would you handle that?
You would present that to that person. You would offer them, like, hey, you know, we can upgrade this. We can do this a little different.
But what if you don't want to help?
That's what I'm getting to. If you say, no, we're cool like this, you either have to accept that or you don't. That's really the only way. Because I can't force you to be like, y'all living bad. And you're like, no, I love it here. We ain't going to get nowhere.
I hear that. I still think he's in the wrong, though. But it's just, like I said, it's...
Morally.
Yeah, morally, I think he's in the wrong. Because it's just, you don't know how people want to live. And if they want to live that way, let them.
And again, like, he's taking... Who told him that that's going to be his responsibility anyway? Like, they've been fine without him.
But what's... I also don't understand. Well, I don't understand the correlation.
Are they
fine?
Are they living?
Both.
They might be both. I just don't think if you're dating somebody, what their parents do should not have an effect. It shouldn't necessarily be the deciding factor on whether you stay with that person or not, in my opinion.
Okay. Wayne, final thoughts? If they, hey Ray,
tweet of the week,
my man's.
I don't need to put out. I'll have it on the screen, but
you don't need to do what?
I don't need to pull the phone out to look at the screen.
Okay. Yeah, say that.
Gosh,
my man's.
My guy, say that.
I know it's your house.
No,
this is bullying.
That's what I'm saying, bro. If you want us to leave, you just grab the baby wool. You know, you do all that. Just say that, okay? I'm just saying.
Hey, like, what you just did?
I'm just saying.
You have no room to be talking.
I'm just saying. If you want us to stop,
that guy.
Yeah, y'all, just know he I tell you, boy, hey.
When he got some moves, don't he?
Hey, he do something.
We got some moves, don't he? No, give my cousin a compliment real quick.
I don't ever want to see that again, man.
That's not a compliment.
Hey, do your thing, bro.
I mean, that's a...
Do your thing, bro.
I think you'd be good.
You like his moves?
Yeah, I thought you'd be good.
It's a culture, bro.
This tweet was just basically saying how they were glad that made all their mistakes in their 20s and not making mistakes as they are 30 and above. Do y'all agree with that? Do you think that you make all your mistakes before you're 30?
No.
No, you don't make all your mistakes.
You make mistakes your whole life, truthfully.
But you can be thankful for some of the mistakes that you made in your 20s versus you could have made them in your 30s. Could have been a lot worse in your 30s or more detrimental to your 30s than versus your 20s.
Yeah, 30 is not... I just gotta say, 30 is not old. Not even close.
Nah, you hit... you aren't, bro.
No.
I'm on.
You aren't, bro.
No.
You're a young OG.
Regardless.
I'm almost there.
You're a young OG, bro.
You're not old, bro.
I don't know. That nigga had a beeper in mouth.
He had a beeper in mouth.
That worked.
A beeper's crazy.
Miss Smith, let me use your phone real quick.
I ain't never had a beeper, bro.
I've seen one. Never had one personally.
I've seen one.
All black beeper with the orange button on, you know.
I'm talking. I'm getting these graham crackers later, but hey, do your thing, Wayne.
Right there. I'm just saying, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't make all your mistakes before you turn 30. Shoot.
Watch yourself.
And clearly y'all agree with that, so that's all it was. I just thought that was interesting. Don't know. If you 21, 22, whatever, you ain't gonna make all your mistakes. Trust me. Don't believe that.
You'll make a lot of them.
You definitely gonna make a lot of them.
But it won't be all of them.
No, you won't.
Well, real quick, what was...
But you will learn from them.
What was one big mistake that y'all made in y'all 20s, if y'all don't mind sharing?
In my 20s?
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind sharing.
I would, but it's long.
Pause.
Right. Hey, yo. Yo, that's crazy. A mistake that I made in my 20s. Oh, I got one. I went to college and I didn't take it seriously.
That's why I didn't go.
I didn't take it seriously at all.
Why didn't you take it seriously?
Because I only went to go play football. That's the only reason I went. That's the only reason I went.
The people.
Jenna did that. Or I could have done it, but I should have, like, went to class and did my homework.
You just want the ball.
I just want the ball.
Okay.
I'd have saved some money if I didn't do that. That's okay.
Avery?
Me? Mistake?
Kind of, you got a lot there.
I do.
I feel like we all do. But,
For sure.
That's what you want to share.
Yeah. A big mistake that I made. Man, I don't even know. I would really have to think. I'll say one thing. I didn't quit one of my jobs sooner because I was really getting disrespected out there. Yes. I'm not going to elaborate.
We used to talk about it. That's why.
Yeah, I'm not going to elaborate too much, but basically, I got accused of certain things and I had an opportunity, like, right then and there, just be like, hey, I quit. I'm gone. But I stayed, like, an extra, like, 8-9 months. And
it's a long time.
It's a very long time.
It's a pregnancy.
It is. So.
You can have a baby.
Pretty much. But, yeah. I'll elaborate on that story some other time because that's actually an interesting story, but.
Trouble is, I remember those days.
Hey, boy.
Yeah. Those are good days. We used to go to the spot. Wayne?
Go ahead, Wayne.
Okay. I'll say Nissan.
Boy. Them feet was hurting every day.
They ain't care about y'all.
At all.
Because I started.
Elaborate for the people. Just a little bit.
It's terrible. Don't do it. Okay? It's not for everybody. It's not good for your body.
It's not for anybody.
Yeah.
It's inhumane.
Don't make that as your first option to go work for them.
Or your last one.
Yeah. 7 years sucked.
What? That right?
Okay. No, I feel you. I know why you say that, though. All right.
Yeah, we're going to get to your story one day, just not today. It's okay.
Yeah.
No, you didn't want to show.
No.
No, we do it every day.
Yeah.
No. Everybody went.
Well, you can't. You're a grown man.
Yeah, I can't force him to.
But one day he will.
I'm not forced. I'm just saying everybody went.
I didn't take my credit serious in my 20s. Well, not until my late 20s.
I didn't know much about credit until I was like 27.
I'm like that with you.
The public school system failed us. Oh, for sure.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Don't talk about like that, bro. Oh, my bad.
Right?
Well, never mind. It doesn't matter.
Hey, that's a conspiracy thing we'll talk about later, though. You know what I'm saying? It's the reason why they do that. They teach us geometry, but don't tell us how banks and...
Yeah.
and the stocks work and how credit works, and there's three credit bureaus. And, but, okay, Ryan, you got an anime of the week for us?
I do have an anime of the week. Hey. Real quick, real simple. It's an OG.
I was going to say something so disrespectful on that, but
what?
Go ahead.
Got an OG. Dragon Ball Z. Everybody's watched Dragon Ball Z if they grew up as a kid, right?
Definitely.
What's up? No, say your piece.
I mean, I did say it. I said that was my...
It's his big three with Big O and Inuyasha. So, you know. Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. I only say that because I started watching Dragon Ball Super. It was not on my bucket list to start watching it at first. So
you haven't seen Super?
When it first came out, I didn't care to watch it. Now I'm watching it.
Let me be honest with you. What's your problem? Understand why.
It just wasn't...
No, I understand.
You know what I mean? Like,
I get it.
I saw it. I was like, oh, this is dope. I'll watch it later.
I get it.
About 5 years later.
If you're into other animes, it's not like I'm going to rush to Super.
It just wasn't there. It wasn't that high on the list.
Yeah.
And when I saw, like, trailers and stuff for it, it still wasn't on the list.
I get it.
But now I'm watching it. And I'm not really binge watching. I'm like...
Just taking your time.
I'm taking my time.
Yeah.
I don't get through.
I get you.
I'll just let you know. Z's a little bit better, but Super's good.
So you're taking baby steps
100 times better.
Yeah, I'm.
But Super is cool if you're a fan.
It's a nostalgia thing for me. That's not the time I'm really watching it.
Yeah, if you're a fan, then it's just.
Because I have opinions about Dragon Ball Z, but I'm not going to let them on that. It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter.
R.P.
Thank you, Ro.
All right. And it's time for. Wind down with Wayne.
Wind down. What to get down?
What you got for the people today, Wayne?
Okay. Sipping on that pimp juice.
Pimp juice. Hey, it wasn't that white carpet, was it? I got a local. You know, I got that Amber Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Twinkle. Very good. It's really good. I would say it's kind of like on that bittersweet type, semi-sweet. Mm. But,
like breaking up with a fat
good choice. It's a good choice, though. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Get it? It's bittersweet.
Yeah. Bars. That's a good, perfect choice. Like, if you want to, like, relax yourself, relaxation, I'll go with that. It's really good. But don't forget the fruit. Don't forget that fruit. Which you got fruit? It. Huh?
Which fruit?
Oh, you already know, you know, resin. You know, mangoes, strawberries, pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
You already know.
You already know.
Dip it in
there. It's the laugh afterwards for me, though. That's
for me. Yeah. Well, wind down. But get down. It's your boy Cousin. Come to you live.
He sounded older than what he is, didn't he? Yeah. Just off the laugh.
I don't know how old he is. He's just here. How old am I? Forever.
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 Infinity. Infinity.
You know, I was back in
64. You know, you got that deuce and quarter, you know.
Back in my day, you know, man, you know, shut your
ass. Steering was in bed.
Okay.
Had to take most stress.
Are we going too far? Jordan.
No, go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, real quick, though, Wayne, do you put any, do you ever put frozen grapes in your wine?
I sure do.
Okay.
I got some right now, ready.
That boy, hey, he know he know.
No,
do you say anything?
No, I just heard about it.
Oh, okay.
My mama used to, like, I think she was the first one to tell me if you put ice in it, it waters it down. That's why you use frozen grapes. Yeah. You learn something new, you know.
I'm not a wine connoisseur.
I'm not either, but you know, she just, yeah.
I ain't know.
What was your drinking choice?
Tequila.
H2O.
Oh, okay. Thought you used to
No, I don't drink. I tried.
No, I thought you used to on that double cup.
What's on?
Oh, that little Oh.
You have a double?
I want some link.
Did I?
I'm asking you.
I don't know. He accused me. I don't recall.
No, I was just asking. You never pull up a deuce?
Like, ever?
Ever.
Never pull up a four?
No, I'm good.
Ever?
Never.
In the red cup?
Never.
Damn.
Just asking.
Did you ever... Never mind. Song of the week.
Song of the week this week is from an artist called Esther. The song is called Outer Space. It's featuring Keon Dixon. Definitely a great track, man. Shout out to Esther. Got a project coming on the way. Very fire. That's all I got for you.
You be in my library, bro. Like, we got some...
Yeah, I got an idea, too. I got an idea for all of us, and I got an idea for me and you.
Uh-oh.
Not for... I want to surprise them.
Right.
I'm going to tell you.
Hey, y'all got something to look forward to.
For sure. Actually, speaking of looking forward to, before you get to your question of the day...
What we got?
We got a new little segment, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people been asking about the second jar on the table.
It's been there for a minute.
We ain't pulled from the second jar, but... Really? Today, we're going to show y'all that this is what we call the... It's like the dramatic music. Put the dramatic music over.
We didn't rehearse.
Put the dramatic music over it so it don't look weird, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Put like a banner on this.
Yeah. The punishment jar.
We didn't.
Yeah, you did now.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Put the cannon in though. Cannon.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Don King.
I was like, what? Yeah.
I could.
Trapaholics. Yeah.
I'm blood this out.
Today we will be pulling from the punishment jar today. Well, somebody. It's pulling from the punishment jar today.
Give us a little bit of, like, what's in there?
I'll be honest with you. It's a lot. It's a lot of various activities, you know what I'm saying? Activities such as, you know what I'm saying, just doing random, funny, I don't want to say pranks, but...
Just things.
Yeah.
It's gonna be unique things.
Yeah. Now we're gonna it'll be part of the pod and also exclusive on our TikTok page. So make sure that you follow Pull From The Jar on TikTok so y'all can see all the punishment jar activities that's gonna be taking place.
Yeah. So who pulls first?
That's a good question.
It's a great question.
Only one person can tell me who pulls first.
Producer Mary.
Producer Mary.
Who is pulling from the jar tonight?
Drums, please. Little cousin Wayne. Woo! Bam, bam, bam,
bam. Oh, yeah, you take it like a man. Take it like, hey.
No D.
Hey. Hey, yo.
Boy, man, ain't funny.
It's Pride Month. I don't know if you can just... Wayne, go ahead and read that punishment, man. Let's see what we got here.
Level one.
Make him re-pull.
So, it also, each level have different types of punishments. It goes from level one through five. So, depending on the level, it's the type of activity that you got to do. And level one is kind of...
Don't you do make a pick a number?
That is a great idea. So, picking them between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 through 9.
I thought that boy couldn't count for a second.
I was using my finger. He was... 1 through 9.
What's that? Is that 8?
Hey. You have to blow it up on this phone. It's 8.
Well, I'm gonna throw my baseball number in there.
Uh-oh.
Number 7.
Come on. Before you read that. Were you good?
You're
just... Yeah, me and my old brother. Okay. We're good.
Why I was good at baseball, too. That's why I asked. You know,
why did you pursue it?
You got bored like me.
You wanted to be a hooper.
No, I ain't gonna lie. For me, it was really it was AAU.
Yeah,
it was AAU. It made me like, all right, you gotta. It's not like you had to choose, but you had to choose. So it's like,
but I
baseball is more boring than
it is boring. But the thing is, bro,
I was cold though.
I was like, man, I wouldn't try to get hit by that ball, bro.
Nah, I wouldn't worry about that.
Cause I was like, nah, I'm good, bro.
When that ball came at me, hey, I dropped the bat. Cause I wouldn't go 80.
Yeah, right, so I'm gonna go with number 7, man.
Number 7.
You've actually done this before.
Well, that's good. Uh-huh. It'll be easy for you.
You can impersonate any celebrity of your choice.
Mm. Is he doing this now?
We should wait.
Yeah,
that way you can take your time.
Again, at the TikTok pull from the jar page, tiktok.com/pullfromthejar to see Wayne do the level 1 impersonation.
Comment who you think he should impersonate to.
Facts.
I was thinking he's gonna get like a 4, maybe a 3.
And if y'all have any punishments. Y'all have any punishments that y'all want to see added to the jar?
I ain't mad at you. It's just, you know, law of averages, I guess. Man.
That is kind of crazy how you just pulled a 1 on the first time.
Just off rip. I know I'm pulling the 5 the moment I pull from it. It's just law of averages. I know how this works.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
So, yeah, if y'all have any punishments y'all would like to see us add to the jar, make sure y'all drop it down below in the comments. Let us know. We'll add to it. Make sure we get to it. Well, one of y'all gonna get to it. Ain't gonna be me, but one of y'all gonna get to it. Question of the...
I got a unique question, actually. See, I was thinking about going with something that's gonna like make you think, but now, you know, I kind of came across this. Because I definitely got an answer. Do y'all have a teacher that you would like to cuss out?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss.
Because she lied and said I did it. So now I want to actually do it.
Did what?
She said I.
Okay. It's Spanish. What happened for the?
Oh, Spanish class teacher. This is what?
Sophomore year.
You know me. I was sitting in the back laughing, kikiing. You know how it is.
Chill.
You know, we kids, man. Chill. Having a good time.
Chill.
Somebody called me out of class. Said Ryan. I said, yes, ma'am. Did you call me a bitch?
Me? Did I? Yeah, I looked at you like I was...
I don't think I even used to... No, ma'am, I ain't say that. No, I think you did. Go to the principal's office.
What happened?
I had a pink slip with me.
That ain't funny. I'm sorry.
Pink slip.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't talking about no car.
Show what's on the car.
I know that, but...
Boy.
You bold for that. You bold for that.
He is, ain't he?
You bold.
I was suspended for 3 days.
Over a false accusation.
I wish I could cuss her out for real. But, no, I'm not going to do it now. It's not the platform.
Okay.
In a heartbeat,
though. That's valid, though.
In a heartbeat.
What you...
Somewhere.
Years ago.
Don't age me like that, bro.
You're right, my bad.
Yeah,
I'm
calm
sorry.
Down. Relax.
You're right.
Thank you.
But you growing up.
Yeah.
Jordan?
I know. My bad.
You the same age as me, so like...
Hey, bro, what you doing? I still get 23, 24. Anyway, so Jordan.
You? Come out. Who the hell call you 23, 24?
Here we go, bro. See, here you go, bro.
Who over there lying to you?
Why they gotta lie? Why does it gotta be a lie?
You know, if you go to the store, they're gonna be like, hey, bro, let me see your ID.
If I shave my face, they will. They don't need you don't wanna see. You don't.
I do, actually. I do wanna see it.
I'll put a picture up there.
My face. No, don't put no picture. Put that in the comments below to add to the punishment jar if y'all like to see Avery shave his beard.
It'll grow back in like 2 days anyway.
Yeah,
I don't care.
So that's why you wouldn't care. It'll do it. It'll be fun for the people. Whatever. Woo. Back to your question. I don't think I got a teacher. To be honest with you.
That's because you was too busy debating all of us anyway, so you never really got in trouble, so, you know.
Nah, even when I did, it's like...
You was a good student, though.
I didn't care.
You was a good student.
Like, do y'all thing. Do y'all thing. I got some teachers I'll rather...
Okay. Yeah, it is.
What?
None. Go ahead, bro.
No, I got some teachers that I would love to have a conversation with them just so you can see where they at, what they doing.
You want
to
argue with them?
No. Nah.
You want to ask
them? You want to, like, catch up with a couple of teachers?
Yeah. Miss D?
Miss D, yeah.
Miss D was super cool.
That's it. That's a list.
Yeah, there's a couple of Miss.
Oh, there's got his own store now.
Store? It's a franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Store? He got a few brick and mortars.
One on B hallway. One
hell
on B
hallway.
Hey. Yeah. That's shout out to him.
Boy.
And he was cool. He was a good teacher, too.
You think he got the tap to pay now?
He probably do got a cash out though. He probably do got the cash out tag on the door though. I would.
You walk in,
I would.
Slick,
I would. Skin. And I'll have it to where, like the Amazon store, like you couldn't even walk out the classroom with something. Like, I gotta detect it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, because niggas used to steal from that.
Quick, too.
Niggas hit the fridge. All supposed to get one drink. They hit five.
Get
of them.
Five and slide out of there, bro. I'm like, yo.
Crazy. Why don't you got a teacher that you would like to speak out against, that you didn't agree with, that did you wrong, gave you some trauma?
This was at Thurgood Marshall, by the way.
Oh.
Okay. So, I mean, y'all can relate to.
Yeah, since you were wherever.
Hey, come on, chill out. Chill out.
Really?
What?
Why?
Why?
Was this a good teacher?
Yeah, yes. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Why? Okay.
So, remember, I was, you know, with her. So, she is, sorry, okay, so she assumed that we was making out.
Yeah, but doing the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the stairway. So I was like, no. We weren't doing that.
That's a nasty spot.
Right. Like, what I look like. So, she told me.
She told you.
To go to the office. I'll meet you there. Okay. So, she did that. While she was doing that, while she sent me to the office, right? She made a phone call. It was to my mama.
Mm-mm.
Now, you know my mama don't play that. So, when she went up there, boy, it wasn't good.
Damn.
I got snatched up.
Can I ask a question? What were you doing in the stairwell?
We were just talking.
Yeah, we were just talking. Just
talking. We were just talking. I mean, we were just talking. That's it.
You weren't late to class or anything.
No. No.
Okay, so she was tripping.
The classroom was just right there.
Yeah, it was just right there.
Okay. But actually, we both had the same class together, so I was like...
It wasn't her class, was it?
Well, let me rebuttal, okay? Actually, it was in her classroom at that time. I was in this... So...
He almost told her everything.
You're interrupting. Go ahead, Wayne.
My fault.
Yeah, but she thought that we was actually doing
the
new. Yeah.
Doing the stairs.
So I was like,
that would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah. So I was like, why would you assume that?
Well, people, why would they claim they did it?
But. Yeah, like, why would I do that? And it's like, so open though. It's so open. Like, it's a big ass stairway. Like,
it would.
So why would you do that?
Not get,
like,
you know, it's okay.
Because her class was up here. And we was at the bottom. And my classroom was just right there. Like, so you come out the door, classroom right there. So.
Yeah, y'all shouldn't be no fast little kids. That's what it boils down to.
Oh, for talking?
Well, I guess that was fast to her. Yeah, I ain't had nothing to talk about.
What y'all talking about? Besides his homework.
And what bus y'all on? All right.
All right.
All right.
I used to sneak on.
Oh, okay, okay. On that note.
So you was the, yeah, no, go ahead, no, you no, good. You're
on that note.
Sneak on her butt. She's sneaking on mine.
Okay, okay, all right. And with that being said,
really, she should. Never mind. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna close it.
I got my ass whooped.
Yeah. I'm
it wasn't good.
Shout out to mama.
Well, I tell you.
Shout out to mama.
After I took a shot.
Mama, we love you.
You took a shot.
I got taxed. And it wasn't good. I was still wet. End of discussion.
I'm a close up.
I'm trying to let you. That's where I am. All
right. With that being said, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode. Again, tune in, subscribe to the podcast, TikTok channel. Y'all can see the punishment on there. Also, subscribe, like, comment, all that. YouTube, Apple, Spotify, all that. Y'all got anything?
No. We should add one more level to the punishment door.
Six?
It shouldn't even be like six.
It's gonna be like, I'm about to say, can we skip six? That'd feel like a little devilish.
Yeah, we're gonna skip.
So seven.
It don't have to be a number. Like a
just, five and a half.
It don't have to be a number. It's just another level.
Put a name on it.
Matter of fact, we would call it another level.
Another level.
There it is.
There you go. Wow. All
right. We'll do that.
And that'll be the.
Then after that, it's gonna be the next level.
I got something for it.
Okay, we're talking like Tom Clancy.
Hey, right, right. What are we doing? My goodness.
All right. Anywho,
I didn't want to tell you that, but that's the truth. That's what happened. Yeah. Just, yeah.
Okay. I'm a. The best advice is enjoy your vice and live your life. Remember, if no one loves you, God loves you. Myself, Cousin Wayne, mm-hmm. the smartest man in the room, Avery, and the one that's always on 10, Ryan. We'll see y'all again next episode.
Bing bong.
What was that?
Bing bong?
I like that though.